Hello, my name is Audrey Hale, and I'm a senior at Whitman High School in Bethesda. And my faith story has been guided by St. Columba's every step of the way. I've been part of this church since I was born, and in many ways, it has helped raise me. My mom was raised Catholic and my dad Presbyterian by ex-Baptists. When my parents moved to Tenleytown and stumbled upon St. Columba's 3 blocks from our house, they were happy to start going there because, well, it wasn't Catholic. My parents and soon I felt welcomed by the Great Hall services, programming for children during Advent and Lent, story time with Patty Ames, and everything else that makes this church special. From the beginning, I was invited into every aspect of this church. I remember carrying the cross at Great Hall services, ushering with my parents, or just sitting in front of the altar and being allowed, encouraged to touch things on it, be involved, and ask questions. I joined the primary choir and Progresto Children's Choir with Anton Payne and Gallery Choir with Diane Heath and joined handbells. I've gone to Sunday school every week and met so many caring adults in this parish who took time to volunteer with children and youth, adults who I know truly care about me. And most of all, I found a community of amazing friends. Through it all, I've watched youth take on leadership roles in the church as acolytes, readers, or in the choir. I saw women as leaders, leaders who were LGBTQ, and leaders who were people of color. I traveled on pilgrimages and worked on the Appalachian Project in other areas of the country where maybe there weren't places of worship that welcomed everyone in the same way we do here. St. C's didn't used to seem out of the ordinary to me, but I know now how special this place is. It's a place where you are encouraged to ask the hard questions, to share your opinions, and be comfortable talking about the hard parts of faith. I've learned that faith doesn't have to look a certain way. It doesn't have to be practiced in a specific place. You don't have to memorize the Bible, and there really aren't that many rules. Here, you are appreciated exactly how you are and encouraged to explore faith in a way that makes the most sense for you. I'm so lucky to be part of a church that values children, youth, women, everyone, what we have to say and what we have to offer, that values not just faith in God on paper, but living out God's values in the world. Thank you.